Hello there. The Christmas season is officially underway. Santa Claus has come to town. He arrived on Saturday. We had our big Santa Claus parade, and it was a record breaker, a record-breaking year at the Santa Claus parade. Lots of happy faces. There was lots of snow on the ground and not a whole lot of cold to go along with it. And, of course, we've got some great pictures to share with you. And if you've got some, pass them along because Santa's here. Yes, the start of our last week of November. It's U.S. Thanksgiving week, so translated that is nothing's getting done stateside week. And they don't like to do much. They're on holidays Thursday, Friday. It's a four-day weekend for them. Coming up on the show today, a couple discovers a whole bunch of stuffed animals in the wall of their new home. Doing some renovations, they pull some of the gyprock off the wall and find a whole bunch of stuffed animals. Why? Should you be washing your Christmas tree before you bring it in your house? We're talking about the real ones. Washing your Christmas tree before bringing it inside, the experts say, might be something you want to consider. I've never heard of that before. And how exactly do you wash a Christmas tree? News this morning of a TikTok influencer allegedly recording herself shoplifting $500 from Target and then posting it on TikTok, winning our dubious honor of stupid criminal of the morning, and we haven't even really got started. I mean, are you struggling for content that much that you're going to go and steal some? I just don't get that. Maybe there's more to that story. Also, if you know of somebody between the ages of 28 and 43 and they're friends of yours, they're family members, maybe you're right now watching the show between the ages of 28 and 43. These are the yo, big spenders of the holidays. You want lots of these people in your life because they're going to be the big spenders of the holiday season. Maybe it's time to make some new friends. Yes, new study out this morning says they're going to be the biggest spenders of Christmas if they're between 28 and 43 years old. Oh, and there's the guy at the start. Hear ye, it's time for a parade. Bundle up, here comes Santa Claus. It's Santa Claus, he's come to town. And look at those floats. The man himself, the main man, Santa Claus, at the Santa Claus parade. And lots of people doing Christmas bacon. Oh, my gosh. Hey, something to keep in mind, if you need some sugar-free ingredients, if you need gluten-free ingredients, if you need specialty ingredients of any kind, Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at Shoppers Mall, they're now in this bright, beautiful new building on Richmond, just east of Murray GM. They've got vitamins, they've got herbs, local products, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free, and now offering gluten-free soups, meals, and holiday trays from the backyard on Aberdeen. You can get loyalty points, and of course, they've got Win Back Wednesdays. That is a popular day of the month. December the 11th is the next one. You can win back up to $500 in receipts. Your health is their priority. Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond, just east of Murray GM. You've always got time for Tim's Tim Hortons. Oh, yes, the $3 breakfast sandwich. It is the best deal at breakfast. $3 with the purchase of a coffee, and you can get the bacon and egger. You can get the sausage and egg, and, of course, the egg and cheese at Tim Hortons. You've always got time for Tim's. The best deal on breakfast is back, and, of course, you can get that with a Bailey's, the kind of Bailey's you can drive after because there's no alcohol in it. But I'm going to tell you, somebody who loves the Bailey's, this is something I'm going to get at for my mom. My mom doesn't drink. She hasn't drank in years. But when I have the Bailey's products at Tim's, I'm like, every time I'm like, ooh, this is, I'm waiting for that Bailey's burn. And it's like, this is good. That's not even close. It is Bailey's, just no alcohol in it. They got it. It's a bullseye. Perfect. Tim Hortons with 10 area locations to serve you in Neepawa, Moosomin, and Dauphin, and Brandon. Neepawa, it's a new town. And, of course, our friends at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, where it's better than Black Friday. It's almost as good as these peanut butter marshmallow squares. Your chance to save big cash before Black Friday even arrives. And, of course, with the delayed mail delivery because of what's happening with Canada Post, you can get the flyer now at leons.ca. go check out the flyer, leons.ca, and then visit them 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon to see all the deals that are better than Black Friday. And of course, if the price drops between now and the end of the year, they will refund you the difference at Leons. This is somebody who's actually got a following on TikTok, stole $500 worth of goods in Florida this past weekend, and is now facing charges. This is the woman who is allegedly, we have to use the word allegedly, there she is, with her cart, goes around and scarfs $500 worth of stuff from the Target store. You can't be doing that. You can't be stealing stuff. Okay, now, to make matters worse, she was stealing stuff, and then she posted that she stole stuff on TikTok. So then an anonymous caller calls the police department, says, did you know that this woman stole stuff from the Target store? Her name is Marlena Velez, and she had, let's see if I can find the video. This is, here's the woman's profile. And she's got, you know, she's got wares. Oh, there they are at Halloween dressed as Batman. And there she is with the kids and so on and so forth. And I guess struggling for content. She wandered around the store and put $500 worth of merchandise in the shopping cart and then just forgot to pay for it. Forgot to pay. So it is alleged at this point. Oh, she's got adorable kids. Look at how cute those kids are.
The community knows a lot more people than we do, right? They're your neighbors. Maybe you went to high school or something with them. And so we actually had one person reach out on Instagram and say, hey, I want to remain anonymous, but here's their name and date of birth and their Instagram handle. So from there, we were able to look up her social media and even find on TikTok, she posted a video that day of herself going to Target, buying these items, and then taking them home with her. Everything was documented, even the outfit that she wore. It shows like her getting ready with the outfit and even her glasses, and all of that matches in the TikTok with the attempt to identify photo that we put out. We really want to thank the community for all the input and information that they put forward. Whenever we put anything out like this, they're always really receptive and helpful and help us really find out who these people are that
there
are stealing.
There she is. Accidents happen and you walk out of a store with something. Maybe you have you ever done this where you've got like a case of soda pop? Maybe I've almost done this. Tracy saved me. She'd be like, hey, we got soda under the cart. Otherwise, you know, you're just busy in the store. You push your stuff through and then I would have had the soda under the cart and I wouldn't have pulled it out and put it on top of the conveyor belt to have it go through the checkout. When a woman is stealing something, she's an influencer. And it's like, look at, I'm in Target and look at, I'm taking this stuff. You got no brains. The brains are missing. Blessed Mama says it's brutal. Stealing is never good. Genius award. Genius award of the day. I have actually almost walked out with things under my arm, says Blessed Mama. Forgot that they were there. Wonder what would have happened other than the alarm going off. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Whoa, 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 whoa. You videoed yourself. You put it out there on TikTok for everybody to see. Not only that, you are such an idiot that you have made the police department's job so easy. What's next? Would you like them to just mail you the handcuffs so that you can handcuff yourself, put yourself in the squad car, and then drive yourself in handcuffs to jail? You've done their job for them. You've stolen not only on a security cam, but on your own camera and then posted on the internet. Beyond stupid. Beyond stupid. If you need help with regards to real estate law, corporate law, or if you're looking at planning a will, if you're looking at taking somebody out of your will, maybe it's a Christmas present gone wrong. I am taking you out of my will. I expected more out of you. I kid. But they don't kid around at App Law Office because it is a serious topic. They're very friendly folks. What I'm trying to say is that they will not mess around when it comes to accuracy, integrity, and making sure you get exactly what it is that you need with your estate planning, your corporate law, or your real estate law. They really are fun folks. App Law Office, building lasting relationships, one case at a time, 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. Kuiper's Family Bakery, Manitoba's favorite bakery, and they are getting ready for go time, the Super Bowl, the main event. We are going to break the internet with pictures of the Christmas baking coming out of Kuiper's Family Bakery. Oh, man. And it is just days away now. They are going to have every single delectable Christmas treat you could ever imagine, specially designed in trays just for you and your family. One-stop shopping. No flour in the hair, no gummed up machines, no stress in the kitchen, no fuss, no muss. Nope, just a nice tray of goodies for you and your family. And of course, they've got all their other regularly scheduled goodies and breads, from garlic toast to hamburgers and hot dog buns and everything else you could possibly get from Manitoba's favorite bakery. Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa, what an amazing gift for the holidays this is. An Elkhorn Resort gift card. Of course it is. Give the gift of the Elkhorn. It's never too early to start your holiday gift shopping, and it's really easy to do. You can just go to their website, elkhornresort.mb.ca, and buy a gift card of relaxation, whether that be a stay at the resort, whether that be some time at the Clarso Nordic Spa, whether that be some time at the Buffalo Bar enjoying some of their food or some of the entertainment that they've got going on there. Do remember it. Elkhorn Resort Spa and Conference Center, sponsors on the show, and you can find them at elkhornresort.mb.ca, and give them a follow on social media too, because they're great folks and they've got lots going on 12 months of the year in beautiful Riding Mountain National Park. Still at Target, by the way, our friends at Target. This TikToker was at Target over the weekend. Has this ever happened to you where you don't know the price on an item, so you take it to the scanner that's on the wall? It's like there's no price. They do it, and they're terrible at this sometimes. They won't mark the price. You don't know what stuff costs. And so you're like wandering around with this item to scan it yourself so that you know how much it costs at the till. So she found a Vitamix. She found a Vitamix, and she wanted to see that there's no price listed anywhere. So she's got to take it over to the scanner and see how much it costs. So when she does that, this is what happens.
So I want to know what happens when you find a clearance item that doesn't, well, it rings up, but it rings up at $0.
Oh my God, she scanned it. Look at that. It rang up as $0.
So I want to know what happens when you find...
There it is. Vitamix Explorian Series E310 rang up for $0. Maybe that's what the TikToker saw. Maybe she saw it was $0 and she decided that I'm just going to walk out with the stuff. I don't know. Have you ever had that happen? Buy it. This thing is over $100. No way. Casey says, I had something that would ring up and got it for $5, but it turned out to be $40. They'd messed up, but the right way. A $40 item rang up as $5, and I got it for $5. I think that's the law. The law is that they have to correct the price if they overcharge you, but I think they have to sell it to you. Someone will correct me in chat. They have to sell it to you if it's a $50 item and it rings up for $10, and they're like, really? Is this $10? When I worked at Target, they would take the last sale price and take 50% off that, but the item should no longer be out on the sales floor because it's no longer in their inventory. That's what that means. Somebody says, go to self-checkout. Do it there. If it works, run. Cindy says, start the car. Exactly. Go to the self-checkout. Give it a whirl there. Emily also says, get to the self-checkout and then get the hell out of there. Get to the self-checkout and get... Diana, self-check gone. Phil says, that means it must be free. Everyone's saying, just get, don't mess around. Get to, and there's no update on it. We don't know what happened. But all the Sun Seekers and everyone in chat online is saying, in unison, get to the self-checkout and get out of there with that. Merry Christmas, Target. Ho, ho, ho. It's a Christmas miracle. Now, again, we don't condone leaving the store without paying for things. This is something that legit may have been priced at $0. Obviously a computer error. But I know in Canada, when you scan something, there's laws now. There's laws about scanning stuff. And Keeping the Pink says, not all stores will sell or honor the wrong pricing when it's to the customer's advantage. However, I believe it's the law. It's called the Scanning Code of Practice, or SCOPE without a P, okay? The Scanning Code of Practice. If the item is under $10, you actually get it for free. So if there's an error, if it scans as $8 and it said six, you get it for nothing. Zero. It doesn't have to ring up zero. It just has to be wrong. So there you go, Sunseekers. If it's under $10 and it scans wrong, you get it for free in Canada. If the item costs more than $10, the customer is entitled to a $10 discount off the correct price. Now, what about the Vitamix, though? That's a big one. What would a Vitamix be worth? Like $200, $300? $200, maybe? Let's say $200. So what would happen in Canada? And so I asked AI, if a Vitamix valued at over $100 scans at zero, the situation falls under pricing error, but it's not automatically free. Here's how it works in Canada using the scanning code of practice. The retailer must sell the item at the displayed or advertised price if the price is zero. If no price is displayed and the zero is in error, scope does not apply. Instead, the store must correct the error and inform you of the correct price. However, all of this is at the retailer's discretion. The SCOPE program is a voluntary program, a goodwill program enacted by Canadian retailers to instill confidence in the buying experience. So it is not a legal thing. It is not by law. However, if a retailer refuses to honor the SCOPE, C-O-P, without the E, you can report the issue to the Retail Council of Canada or your respective provincial consumer protection agency and likely receive satisfying resolution. So that goes to show you that, yeah, it's not legal. It's not like they're not legally obligated to do it. But you know what? These scanners, if you fight it, if you have the time to fight it, you could. Are you kidding me? That is Justin at a Taylor Swift concert right now? Is that real? And I said, yeah, it's real. They responded with, OMG, and the world makes fun of us and Trump. So, yeah. So Justin decided to go out to a concert, and there was major rioting in Montreal. Why? Well, they're protesting against the war in Israel and NATO's involvement in Ukraine. So there's this big protest going on, which is completely legal, it's completely allowed, till it gets out of hand, till stuff comes off the rails. And look at this. I mean, this is awful. Why does it have to get like this? This is like when the Vancouver Canucks lost in the Stanley Cup. I mean, it's just awful. Absolutely atrocious. As we were just saying, you know, the economy is bad. Businesses are struggling. Like, they need this kind of garbage. But you get everybody together and they start, you know, chanting. And but I mean, again, I'm a huge proponent of peaceful protest. I love peaceful protest. It's part of living in Canada. Everyone should have that right. You should do that. But when you start doing this stuff, they need to throw these people in jail for a very, very long time. And there should be restitution. Find out who did this. And they should be paying all down to the last cent should be paid back by these idiots. While that is going on, split screen. This is dad and daughter. There he's jamming out to Taylor Swift, having a good time. And of course, he's got. I can't remember the last time I was at a concert where the tickets cost $3,000 each to go to. But you know what? When you're the prime minister of the country, Montreal, which is kind of his backyard, is burning to the ground, and he's at a Taylor Swift concert. But he is a dad. I'm a dad. I have some sympathy for Justin. And, you know, his daughter wanted to go to a Taylor Swift concert. I know a few people whose daughters wanted to go, and they took them and spent the money foolishly or otherwise and went to a Taylor Swift concert. But what do you think of that? Should Justin have received international attention for just, like, taking his daughter to a concert? Many people are calling out Trudeau for taking the night off while Montreal appeared to be overrun with protesters. Fiona says, where's Justin? Oh, he's girly dancing at a Taylor Swift concert. Montreal stormed by mobs, driving terror and fear into the local Jewish community. Meanwhile, Justin was spotted dancing at a Taylor Swift concert on the same night. Peaceful protest, okay. Shit like this, go away. Big time. Big time. Just make them pay. I would take everything they have. Quentin says, to be fair, what would he have done about the riots if he was at work? Probably the same if he was at the concert. Montreal was on fire. Biggest riots we have seen in literally years. And the mainstream media hardly touched it. I think if there wasn't so much INSEE collusion going on between our government and the media, I wouldn't have been so upset. It's just like, hey, this is going on. And so Justin is saying, hey, we're going to call in the military or whatever. And Quentin's right. Like, he could call in the military into Montreal to or do what he did. What did he do with the Ottawa protesters? He called in reinforcements, whatever it is. I don't know. The troops, call the troops, call the troops from Taylor's concert. And then get back to spending family time. And then the media would have said, Justin called in the troops and he's singing some Taylor Swift. You can chew gum and walk at the same time. At least you would think a normal leader could. You know, I'd like to see him in question period, like answering some questions like this. You know, maybe he needs to have some Taylor Swift on his phone as he's sitting there in the parliament. And, you know, it's like Pierre Poilievre asks him a question. Why are Canadians going to the food banks in record numbers? Can you explain that to me, Mr. Prime Minister? Why is it that everybody is poor and without money? And then he could be like, you know what they got to do is shake it off. Shake it off. They got to shake it off. Yeah, yeah, I got bracelet. Here, Pierre, I've got a bracelet for you. I don't know why he's got a British accent. It's French, but it's a friendship bracelet for you and a friendship bracelet for you. And look at me dancing. Just shake it off, Canada. Shake it off. That's how we handled it when I was a kid. Canada, TMZ reporting, Canada is outraged with Justin's moves while Montreal burns. Have you ever moved into a new house or an apartment and had a surprise? Good, bad, otherwise. You're like, whoa, this is incredible. This is cool. Or, whoa, what is this? Wait till you see the Vancouver Island home that has stuffed animals inside the wall. And why would they do such a thing? We'll take a look in just a second. First, our friends at Auto Fashion, they're waiting to see you. If you still have some hail damage from this past summer, they'll take care of it for you. Paintless dent repair, scratches, swirls, they'll take care of it. They are the official scratch and dent place of the Tyler Glenn Show. Yes, if you have got some work that you need inside your vehicle too, they don't do detailing. They do fine auto finishing. Had a sunseeker recently visit Auto Fashion. They let me know that they were amazing. Just like you said, of course, it's just like I said, it's Cass and Herman, and went in there and her exact words were like, the car is new. They got right down into every crevice, got every stone out of that vehicle, and that's exactly what they do. And thank you to our friends at Auto Fashion for your continued good work. Auto Fashion is at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon is Westman's number one EV destination. It was another busy weekend of people wanting to get their questions answered about the latest EV technology. How far are these new cars going to go? How long does a charge last? What is the hookup going to look like in my house? Do I need an electrician to come in and take care of that for me? What's the kind of the outlet that I'm going to need? So many questions. And the folks at Murray's have all the answers. That's why they're Westman's number one EV destination. Bring your questions about the Equinox, the Blazer, the Silverado, and the Hummer, and bring your questions about financing, because you know what? Provincial and federal incentives continue to be very attractive, and so does saving money at the gas pumps. Westman's number one EV destination, Murray's, puts you in charge. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And at Sunrise Credit Union, where they have got the comfy, cozy mortgage waiting for you. Yes, it's the Get Cozy Mortgage at Sunrise Credit Union. Get into a new home with this low interest rate of 4.3% on residential mortgages. Some conditions apply. See Sunrise Credit Union or visit them online for details. And on the new Sunrise blog, they have got the Break the Taboo Talk About Money. And this week's topic is retirement savings. So it's an opportunity for you to get some valuable information from some local financial folks right in your own backyard without even having any FaceTime. It's as near as your computer. SunriseCU.mb.ca. Break the taboo. Talk about money on the Sunrise Credit Union website. Now to this home where they found all the stuffed animals. Let's take a look at this. They pull the wall away, the gyprock. On this wall, look at the stuffed toys. So did somebody, do you think somebody ran out of insulation and just used the stuffed animals as insulation? What do you think would be the purpose of this? And what kind of insulation value would stuffed animals have? Or did they just say, you know what, we have so many stuffed toys, we are not going to give them away, we're just going to put them in the house. Because the kids won't part with them. They'll forever be in our house on 10th Street. We'll put them in the wall. There they are, all jammed in there. Oh, I never thought I'd see the light of day again. Hey, thanks for the air, man. Thanks for opening this up, dude. We couldn't breathe in here. And they wouldn't be dusty. I mean, they were wrapped in the, they have vapor barrier. That's the plastic there. So what purpose would that serve? What do you think this was about? Matt has the same question. What is the R value, which is the insulation value of this? April says, why do I get the horrible feeling that these are trophies? Was the previous homeowner, did he? Oh, God. However, someone says, as a toy collector, I'm seeing some gems in there. Lots of vintage 80s and 90s toys. I hope these didn't get thrown away. It could be a lottery win. It could be like that guy in Saskatchewan that had the hockey cards in his basement, became an instant millionaire. However, Adrian says, this is low-key creepy. It is. There's something creepy about it. I don't know. Blessed Mama's like, oh my gosh, that is crazy. That's a lot of stuffed toys in there. Yikerumba. Vancouver Island. Hopefully they all got donated. That would be cool. This is awesome. Millennials say they plan to spend big this holiday season. That's who we're talking about. Millennials, they're between the ages of 18 and 43, and they are going to be our Santa Claus this year. Yeah! Winner's bell for Santa Claus! So what's going on here? As the rest of us struggle, millennials have opened their purse. They've opened their wallet. They're saying they're going to town. They're going to be generous. But you know what this is, ladies and gentlemen? This is optimism. This is a younger generation saying, ah, things are going to get better. For those of us over the age of 43, we're saying, oh my God, put your, squirrel your nuts away. Squirrel your nuts away. Consumers tend to overspend during the holiday shopping season, and this year will be no different. However, millennials, many of whom who are now parents of young school-age children, are leading the charge when it comes to shopping. However, leaning on credit cards or buy now, pay later plans to purchase gifts will come at a high cost if those balances aren't paid off quickly. Oh, so it looks like the old credit cards are going to get a workout. 63% of millennials, many of whom now have school-aged children, will spend more this holiday season than they did last year. And they're more likely to say their income went up over the last few months. So not only are millennials hopeful, millennials are making more money. They're the ones that likely got a raise. The millennials are likely the ones that were part of many of the unions that recently got an increase. So they're getting ready to make it rain. Holiday spending between November 1st and December 31st is going to increase to a record total of $979.5 billion, even as credit card debt tops $1.17 trillion. Get this stat. One-third of holiday shoppers surveyed in September, just a couple of months ago, said they hadn't paid off the gifts they purchased for their loved ones last year. 74%, that's three-quarters, will use credit cards to buy holiday gifts. Are we just moving to a time where we're just, credit cards are just a thing? They're just, they're like an extra bank account with ghost money, and Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. Maybe I'm just a little too tight. I hate paying those high interest rates. If a consumer misses a payment, there could be late fees, deferred interest, or other penalties depending on the lender. In some cases, the interest rates can be as high as 30%. That's all right, you millennials. You go and buy your parents and your kids a nice, beautiful, big gift this Christmas season. But make sure you take care of that credit card, because the credit card companies really could end up being the winner on this. And somehow I feel that that's exactly what's going to happen. And it's already happening here in Canada. Like I said, with most Canadians actually using their credit cards to live day to day. But the good news is if you have millennials in your life buying you gifts, cha-ching, bada-bing, don't be modest. Ask for the farm. Go get that big gift. It'll be crazy. It'll be awesome. It'll be amazing. Don't settle for the little stuff. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. Table Magazine, tomorrow's Taste of Tuesday, and I've got something incredibly delectable to taste tomorrow from this magazine. And there is a great story that goes along with it, because we caused a near riot at my local co-op yesterday based on the item that I got out of the Table Magazine for tomorrow's Taste of Tuesday. I'm just going to leave you with that. Don't forget, Unwrap the Season is the contest. Win big this holiday season. Free groceries for a year, free gas for a year, $1,000 home center gift cards, and more. Find bonus codes for your chance to win in the Co-op Table Magazine. My local co-op had lots of these magazines left right at the entranceway. Beautiful chocolate display, and of course, Christmas oranges and all the holiday trimmings in that beautiful magazine, and a chance for you to win big. So check that out. Table Magazine and your local co-ops of Westman. You're at home here with Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Nipaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op. The Sky Dancer Casino, where the sky's the limit, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota, with the Turtle Island Adventure Water Park, the beautiful hotel for you and your family, restaurants, gaming, and more. And big concerts planned for 2025. Maybe you saw the announcement. There will be six big concerts coming to Sky Dancer in 2025. They have the dates already set. We posted it on Facebook. They've got three indoor, three outdoor shows this year, which is going to be awesome. Those outdoor shows are tremendous. So look forward to giving you a chance to win some tickets. Look forward to seeing who's coming. Dustin tells me every genre will be covered. So everything from country to pop to rock, and apparently everything in between. So it's going to be an exciting 2025 with our friends at Skydancer Casino. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. Again, making a donation to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you get your oil changed at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They'll show you your filters while you wait. You're in and out in a flash, and there is no fuss, no muss, no worry about winter driving when you take your vehicle to Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Well, they'll get you tuned up and ready for those winter roads and what lies ahead for our cold weather, especially this week. And they'll even pull out that little extension cord. What do they call the block heater cord? Get that out of there. Open the hood, get that little cord out of there so you got something to plug into this week, because you're going to be needing that. Okay, so we're going to see what you need to do to wash your Christmas tree in just a second. But first, on Netflix tonight, I promised you this. Tonight on Netflix, there will be a new documentary that drops, and it involves JonBenet Ramsey. Look what Netflix did for the Menendez brothers. Will Netflix find JonBenet Ramsey's killer?
Oh, hello. I'm JonBenet.
It was a case that people couldn't stop talking about. Some people don't think it's ever going to be solved.
Prior to Christmas Day of 1996, we were just a regular family.
And of course, then that all changed.
Someone killed this 6-year-old child.
Do you mind taking us through the day?
It was just unbelievable.
Explain to me what's going on, okay? We have a kidnapping.
It received national news attention right away.
JonBenet Ramsey was in child beauty pageants.
When you dress your child up, you might innocently attract a predator.
Was there an intruder, or was the family involved?
The press was going wild at Burke the Killer.
We thought, this is crazy. He didn't write that note.
The amount was $118,000, which is really bizarre.
The tabloids were crucial in pushing the narrative. They were untrue, unfounded, but that didn't matter. It was a good story.
People hated the Ramses.
It's like, oh my God, how low can you go?
And bam.
I did not kill my daughter, JonBenet.
The Boulder Police Department made a lot of mistakes early on in this case.
Was there a concern that some crucial evidence might have been lost?
That lack of experience created a lot of problems in the crime scene.
There is evidence of an intruder. I say this over and over and over again.
If this case is ever going to be solved, we might be looking at the best chance right now.
I love JonBenet.
We've been ruling people out for the wrong reasons. Everybody should be back on the table. We have to go deeper.
Oh, and there's so much more scientific evidence now, more DNA, a technology that has come about. And again, like they just said, there has never been a better time than right now because everybody is watching these shows streaming on platforms like Netflix. Look what happened to the Menendez brothers. They are literally going to be let out of jail. It is a new generation that's going to discover a fascinating story of JonBenet Ramsey in this new documentary, and it is available on Netflix starting today, and everybody's got an opinion on who they think did it. The mom has passed away. She had cancer and died a few years back, but Patsy Ramsey. But John is still alive. Some said the brother did it. Some said the dad did it. Some said that maybe Patsy got jealous and in a fit of rage did it. Could have been the gardener. Could have been a neighbor. Could have been a business associate of John's that was trying to get even with him. There's a million theories as to who may have done it. And before we go, should you be washing your Christmas tree before you bring it in the house? I'd never heard of such a thing, but I guess there's bugs and stuff like that that can get on your tree. It stands to reason it's been sitting outside. Do you need to really wash your tree before bringing it inside? Country Living Magazine asks the question. And what it starts with, what kinds of bugs can live on your Christmas tree? Aphids, praying mantis, stink bugs, spiders. Ooh, doesn't that make you want to run out and grab a Christmas tree? Should you wash your Christmas tree? Despite the fact these bugs could be on your tree, washing your tree is a little overkill. Both our experts say while it's probably not harmful if you want to spray it off, it's probably not necessary. In our heated homes and without food, many of these insects are going to die quickly and you could simply vacuum them up. Plus, egg cases such as spotted lanternfly are sticky and won't come off with some natural scraping. Finally, for those of us who live in cold climates, the idea of hosing off a Christmas tree is just not practical. So what to do instead of washing your tree? As Taylor said, shake it off. Shake it off. Leaf blower will work good too, unless you've got one of those super, super high-end leaf blowers. It'll blow all your damn pine needles off your tree. Be left with a stick. You can vacuum your tree. But never use pesticides. A shake or leaf blower are probably the best. Thank you for starting your week off with us here on the show. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for more fun and frivolity for you. As close as your nearest device. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon like the sun once again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Stay warm, okay? Lots of sun this week, but it's going to be a cold one. Stay warm. We'll have more beach time for you tomorrow. Have a great Monday, guys.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, With every two scoops of cachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of two or more bags with code NEWS at cachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.